This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president met with families of those who died in a helicopter crash in the outskirts of Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At the somber service in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife laid flowers on each of the seven coffins, draped in the blue and yellow flags of Ukraine. Zelensky then spoke briefly with the families as a small orchestra played a mournful adagio. The helicopter carrying Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and other officials slammed into a kindergarten building, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. Kyiv police released body cam footage shot by a first responder arriving at the scene of the crash. In the video, a man can be heard making a call to emergency services before entering a building in Brovary. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian mercenary group fighting in Ukraine, private military contractor Wagner, fired back at the White House on Saturday after the White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby announced new sanctions against the group. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting.
On Saturday, the head of Wagner, Evgeny Prigozhin, published an open letter to the White House asking Kirby what crime his company had committed. Prigozhin, who previously denied connections to Wagner, admitted in September that he founded the mercenary army, which has played a major role in the conflict, describing Wagner as a fully independent force with its own aircraft, tanks, rockets, and artillery. Kirby said Russian President Vladimir Putin has been increasingly turning to Wagner for military support, causing some tensions in Moscow. Aside from the new sanctions, Prigozhin is wanted in the United States for interference.